Yesterday morning early, residents of American Samoa and Samoa woke up to an 8.0 earthquake. It created powerful tsunamis that have killed at least 89 people there. Smaller quakes have gone through the area as well. Joining us now is Ian Cooper. Ian, you live in American Samoa, and actually your diving business was demolished by the tsunami. Is that correct?
Actually, I live in Samoa, not American Samoa, but yeah, my diving business has been devastated.
So,
along with a lot of other businesses as well.
What about your homes? What does it look like there in the place where you live?
Actually, my house, I actually live up in the mountain, but my business was actually based at the beach. My diving vessel is actually now, at the moment, sitting on the top of the hotel next door.
On the roof?
On the roof, yes.
Now, you went down to the beach to help people who were struggling to get out of the waves there. What was that like?
After I actually realized that the wave had actually passed, I tried to get down to the beach to see if there was any wounded or anyone needed assistance, and also try and salvage some of my business.
What does it look like there? What does the beachfront look like?
It's completely devastated. The whole of the south coast of Apulu in Samoa is basically washed away. It looks like someone's just come through and just wiped it clean. There's big hotels that have actually just, all that's left is a concrete slabs.
So we're also joined by Mariah Foley, New York Times reporter based in Sydney, Australia. Good morning, Mariah.
Good morning.
Do we have a sense of the extent of the damage to Samoa and American Samoa at this point?
Well, the damage is widespread in the southern regions of both countries, which bore the brunt of the tsunami, which was located about 125 miles to the south of these two islands. Reports from both islands are suggesting that many of the roads have been washed away and destroyed. There are rocks and mudslides blocking the access to some of these hardest hit areas, and that many, many villages have been destroyed, as the previous guest described, that some villages have just simply been completely washed away.
So are we expecting the death toll to rise?
Officials have said that, have warned all along, all throughout the day, that the death toll was likely to rise. So far we have 24 confirmed dead in American Samoa and 65 dead in Samoa, but there are many more people injured, and rescue officials have had difficulty accessing some of the worst hit areas of both islands, so they have been warning all along that the death toll could rise.
So, Ian, we're told that the tsunami actually hit the coast there within a matter of minutes of the earthquake, and that people didn't have time to run for higher ground. Is that what you saw?
Yes, pretty much. The earthquake actually hit around about 5 to 7 this morning, and within 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes, the waves started coming. There was actually one or two waves that came through. It wasn't just one singular wave. A friend of mine that used to have a resort down the coast reported that it was actually four waves that came through and just destroyed his resort.
So when you were going down to help people that were on the beach there, what were you doing? How were you helping the survivors?
Just basically searching the rooms of the hotel, making sure there was nobody trapped under debris, and trying to assist getting people out. There's mainly cuts and bruises and a few more serious, like broken bones and stuff. But, we managed to get most people out. There was a significant warning, but just to get people out. There was sirens that went off, but it was just so fast.
So have you seen the Red Cross there, so international aid workers?
The local authorities here have been working around the clock. The power is partially back on now on the south coast. The hospital staff and people, just everyone's been coming together and everyone's helping everybody.
Mariah Foley with the New York Times. Now, President Obama has declared it a major disaster. What kind of additional aid is expected to arrive in American Samoa and Samoa as a result?
Well, I understand that with Obama's declaration and also the Australian government and the New Zealand government have also pledged assistance. My understanding is that they'll be working with the local authorities in both countries to determine what sort of assistance they need, whether that comes in the form of generators or assisting to get the power back on, assistance with temporary shelter. A lot of that relief effort is still being coordinated, and the exact details haven't yet been released.
Supposedly, awareness of tsunamis is higher since the earthquake and tsunami in the Indian Ocean back in 2004. Has response been better? Is awareness high?
Well, I think, as Ian said, yes, awareness is higher, and there were attempts to notify people that of the risk of tsunami with this earthquake.
Well, Mariah and Celeste, you may have another story here. The AP is just moving that in Jakarta, Indonesia's meteorological agency says a powerful earthquake has shaken western Indonesia. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has issued a tsunami alert for Indonesia, Malaya, India, and Thailand. It was a 7.6, the epicenter just off the coast of Sumatra. The U.S. Geological Survey put the strength at 7.9, so it's pretty active there in that region.
And Japan.
It is very active in this region. It's called the Ring of Fire because it is a hot zone for seismological activity. People are fairly sensitive to the risk of tsunami, especially after the 2004 tsunami. But in this case, a lot of the people in Samoa and American Samoa had nothing more than just the natural warning, the feeling of the tremors to warn them about the potential risk of tsunami. But many people just didn't have time to get to higher ground before the waves came in.
There's also a tsunami advisory for the entire eastern coast of Japan. Thank you very much. Mariah Foley is a reporter with our partner, the New York Times. We're also joined by Ian Cooper, whose diving business, Liquid Motion Limited, was destroyed.
Good luck, Ian.
In the tsunami in American Samoa and Samoa. Thank you both.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.